Welcome to Debriefing the Law Daily Update. Today is November 23rd, 2020, and this is what's happening. It seems that Rudy Giuliani and press conferences are a combination that doesn't quite mix. Kind of like oil and vinegar, or maybe sweat and hair dye. Well, after the conference earlier this year at Four Seasons, Total Landscaping, you would think it'd be hard to top such a scene. You remember that scene? Two old powerful men in a parking lot doing a political press conference between a sex shop and a crematorium? Yeah, kind of hard to top that. Oh, monologue writers everywhere are sure going to miss the Trump administration. Well, but Giuliani gave it his best effort in the now infamous hair dye press conference, where he addressed the alleged voter fraud. Now, I can't vouch for his fraud claims, and more on that in just a bit, or his choice in hair product, but I can vouch for his excellent taste in movies. You see, he recounted a scene from a comedian of law favorite, My Cousin Vinny, to make a point about the distance that poll observers were allowed to be from the count.
Did you all watch My Cousin Vinny? You know the movie? It's one of my favorite war movies because he comes from Brooklyn. And when the nice lady who said she saw, and then he says to her, how many fingers do I got up? And she says, three. Well, she was too far away to see it was only two. These people were further away than my cousin Vinny was from the witness. They couldn't see a thing.
I mean, come on. Who needs evidence when you have Marissa Tomei? I'm sold. Count me in. Well, while the left-wing media has been ripping into this conference, so has the right-wing media. Fox News' golden boy Tucker Carlson echoed what millions of conservatives are thinking everywhere, right? Show me the money. I mean, if there was a voter fraud, and what I really think they're saying is, please, please let there be voter fraud. Christmas is right around the corner. All they want is a nice package of voter fraud. Then show us the proof. Well, apparently Tucker Carlson has been begging Sidney Powell, the lawyer who came up after Giuliani at the press conference, to come on his show and offer the proof that fraud occurred. Now, the claims these lawyers are making couldn't be more serious. I mean, voter fraud is a threat to democracy. Sidney Powell claimed that there was communist election interference from Venezuela, Cuba, and China. Obviously, this would be election-shattering news. But the Trump team has not offered proof to support their claims of rampant voter fraud. Carlson even invited Powell onto his show to offer their proof, willing to give her an entire show of airtime. But she declined and asked him not to contact her anymore. Yeah, how's that for a response? Oh, you want your proof? Okay, how about right here, buddy? Here's your restraining order. Don't contact me anymore, and you're blocked now from my Facebook page. I mean, come on. If the American election truly was rigged, doesn't the American people deserve to know how it happened? I mean, I'm not thinking that's information I would be keeping silent. I mean, the Stormy Daniels affair? Okay, I get the hush money treatment there. That makes sense. But evidence of widespread voter fraud? I'm thinking you should play your hand. And here's my tip, play it quickly. Well, that's our update for November 23rd, 2020.